SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. America's employers delivered another outpouring of jobs in March, but Heritage Foundation public finance economist E.J. Antonio says while the percentage of the labor force participation rate did inch up a bit, it's still well below its pre-COVID-19 rate.
We're 4 years removed from the onset of the pandemic at this point, and we still haven't even returned to the labor force participation rate we had at the beginning of 2020.
President Biden got a firsthand look Friday at efforts to clear away the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore.
The people of Maryland, I'm here to say your nation has your back, and I mean it.
As crane ships and diving crews worked in the background to reopen one of the nation's main shipping lanes, the Israeli military says two basic mistakes led to the series of drone strikes that killed seven staffers from the World Central Kitchen charity. And political writer Ben Domenech says the administration is engaged in bad foreign policy toward Israel because it's listening to anti-Israel voices inside the Democrat Party, steering it the wrong direction. Meanwhile, correspondent Shelley Adler reports on Israel's and Palestinians in 6 months after hostages were taken.
Families of the hostage victims gathered for a news conference in New York with elected representatives to voice their frustration with the lack of progress in releasing their loved ones from captivity. Jonathan Dekelhen is the father of American hostage Sagi Dekelhen.
Hostages have to come home. And by hostages coming home, the suffering of 1.5 million Gazans can end as well.
As for what gives the loved ones of the hostages hope?
A belief that one day we can get our loved ones home and the bodies of those who have already been killed by Hamas.
I'm Shelley Adler.
This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports on a study that indicates most Americans do not have a biblical worldview.
A new study from Arizona Christian University reveals that 92% of adults in this country subscribe to something called syncretism, which researchers define as, quote, a fusion of disparate ideologies, beliefs, behaviors, and principles culled from a variety of competing worldviews into a customized blend. Only about 4% of Americans truly have a biblical worldview. Experts believe this poll says a lot about why the country is having so many problems. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Thailand's lower house of parliament have overwhelmingly approved a gay marriage bill. If the measure becomes law, it would make Thailand the first Southeast Asia country to allow homosexuals to legally marry. That bill now goes to the Senate, which rarely rejects any legislation that passes the lower house. Then it will go on to the king for royal endorsement. This is SRN News. Jackie Quinn reports on a federal investigation underway into the collapse of a construction crane that killed a worker in downtown Fort Lauderdale.
Late Thursday, part of a construction crane collapsed onto a drawbridge. Fort Lauderdale Fire Rescue Chief Stephen Golan on WPLG-TV says the 27-year-old worker fell down with it.
It was not the crane, per se, that actually failed. It was a platform that they had equipment staged on.
Golan says additional sections were being added to the crane to accommodate the building getting taller. Three people were also injured when the segment of steel crushed two cars.
That is correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. Johnson & Johnson has announced a roughly $13 billion deal for Shockwave Medical. It's a company that specializes in technology that helps open clogged arteries. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.